Everybody practice once again, so we're full go today. So y'all go ahead.
John Elway just said that Chris Harris would likely be a game-time decision.
Well, yeah, but he's working his way. I mean, you know, we'll see how he feels on game day, but everything we've done up to this point, he's been able to participate in fully, and I think he's making great progress, and so we'll see.
You don't have me a complete faith in Bradley Roby?
Oh, yeah, Bradley's played really well for us. I mean, he played really good last week, got put in some tough spots, some different things. But I think Bradley's really come a long way as a pro. And he's not listed as a starter when you look at our base defense. But if you look at what we really play when it's all said and done, I'd say Bradley's been a starter all year long.
He really has.
I think he's gaining confidence. You know, I mean, he's a top-notch draft choice, but yet he's got two All-Pro players ahead of him. So that could bother a lot of guys. But me being 1 year with Bradley, I see it as driving Bradley to be a great player, and I think he's really responded this year. And like I said, we're very proud of his work.
Gary, he kind of viewed you guys, you and him, as a partner, equal partners. Do you view this as a partnership, this team, with John?
Well, I think we're all in this thing together, you know. I mean, that's part of what we do. But John's done a tremendous job here. I mean, just look at what he's done since he's coming here, the success that this organization has had with him as a player and now as a general manager. So, it's just for me, like I said yesterday, it's a joy for me to work with him, you know, because I got such respect for his past in football as a player, and now he's doing it as an executive. So, you know, just feel very fortunate to work with him.
What does it mean for you to win the Super Bowl with him?
Well, I mean, winning those things mean a lot, regardless of who you're doing it with. But that'd be very special. But we got a long way to go. We got a big game this weekend. We're playing the world champs, and they've been spectacular. We know we're going to have to play better than we did last week. So we'll stay focused on the task at hand.
It was announced today that Wade was named the co.
Yeah, I saw that right before I came out. Yeah, you know, it's great for Wade. You know, he's been a tremendous coach in this league, assistant coach, head coach. So that's a great honor. Job he's done with the defense. The job the staff has done, really. You know, the good news is when Wade came in, we're able to put his crew back together, and it's so important from a teaching standpoint. And, Pug and Joe being the new guys on the crew, so to speak, with Bill and Reggie, have done a tremendous job. So I think that's an award for all of them to feel good about.
Well, Kurt, what do you respect most about Bill Belichick, and, you know, what makes his defensive approach so unique?
The thing I respect most about Bill is his consistency, you know, as a coach and watching his teams play. I know preparing for him for years with Mike and then on my own being in Houston and then now obviously being here. You know, Bill's just so consistent in his approach and what he does. And his players, he's got a lot of smart players, and that's a credit to what he gets done as a coach with those guys, in my opinion. So, I got the utmost respect for him. The record speaks for itself. So it's a big challenge for our football team, for us as coaches as well.
How critical is it for you guys to get your hands on their receivers and tight ends and be physical with them at the line of scrimmage on the release?
Well, we're both aggressive coverage type football teams, so I think that's important for both groups. But, you got two quarterbacks to get the ball out pretty quick, and when guys do that, you better do a good job at the line of scrimmage. So I'm sure it'll be important for both of us.
You didn't see Julian Edelman when you guys played back a couple weeks ago. What makes their offense so different when he's on the field?
Well, I think the fact that, he's targeted, 16 times last week, I think. But the thing about him, I mean, he does a lot of work underneath and stuff, but he's so good after the catch, you know. So if you're not tackling well and doing those type of things with him, you're going to give up some big plays. So, he's been a special player. And like I said, last time we didn't see him, but we understand what we're facing with him.
Talk a little bit about what Aqib Talib brings to this team.
Confidence, probably more than anything. He's a great player, but he's a very confident man, a young guy. The thing I'm most impressed with Aqib and Chris is how hard they work, study the game. Of course, Aqib came up, went through Bill there for a while. So I think his work habits, his preparation week in and week out is as good as I've ever been around.
It seems like with Aqib, he was extra active on the sideline, encouraging teammates last week. Did you notice something different about
him? I think I saw a quote from him a few days ago about how important this opportunity was to him. You know, the older you get, I think you begin to realize these things don't come around very often and you appreciate them. So I think that's what he was trying to say. But he's always been a great team guy. He's a emotional leader with the group. But you lead when you work, and he's a worker.
Coach, what's been the
biggest thing you see on film maybe since after week 10, the running game's really been steadily improved?
You're talking about for us?
Yes.
Well, I think CJ and Ronnie have gotten more comfortable in what we're doing. I think throughout the course of the season, having three first-year players that have really not all first-year players, but first-year starters for us. I think those guys have continuously gotten better together. So I think, if anything, it's been repetition and just confidence in what we're doing.
How well do Ninkovich and Hightower set each other up, especially against the run?
Well, they have so many smart players. You know, they have guys play everywhere. You know, when you practice to play this team, you can't say this guy's the outside linebacker. This guy—they play everywhere. I mean, they're just very bright in what they do, and so you have to adjust. And our players have to be on top of everything. It's really hard to cover everything when you play this football team, but our guys have to really be on top of all the various looks they may get.
Good,
okay, you have a good day.